Get a haircut and get a real job.
You know, we are lucky, Bill, because getting a real job, to us, radio is a real job, and
sure.
It's awesome, and it really beats working for a living.
Yep.
But even interviewing for this job, when I met with Jimmy DeCastro, I'm just very uncomfortable during the interviewing process.
Yeah.
And radio is so laid back, you can do whatever you want. But a real job, which many people have other than us, you got 60 seconds to make it. What do they call it, the elevator pitch?
Sure.
The 60-second sell, and 60 seconds and you're hired, a revised edition of a book to help you. Robin Ryan is on the line with us, and 60 seconds, go. Kidding, Robin.
I could do it.
You could do it. So is it true that, you know, you can really sell yourself in 60 seconds?
You know, absolutely. And so all the people that are out there that are introverted, that get very nervous about going to the interview, or are just really savvy and want to be prepared, what I recommend you do is use the 60-second sell. This is your verbal business card. And you want to start out that interview thinking about, okay, how can I sell them? So what are my top selling points? You can't have more than five because they certainly won't remember them. And those selling points, you link together in a couple sentences, and when they say, tell me about yourself, you would start out saying something like, well, for the last 5 years, I've been a manager, and I've had to handle hirings, I've had to deal with firings, but mostly I'm focusing on coaching my people, and we have improved productivity. We've been short a person, and still the productivity has gone up.
I don't even know what position you're applying for, but I would hire you in a second.
You just got hired, Robin. Congratulations. You start Monday.
Thank you. Thank you. And so now is the time to negotiate salary.
So.
See, that's where I'm not good. And I'll tell you, I have never been known to be shy. Bill, you've known me a long time.
I don't know if you have ever been shy, even once.
But
yeah.
Put me in a room where I have to talk about myself. I could talk about my partner on the air, Bill, I could, oh my God, he is so funny. He's quick-witted. But when it comes to talking about myself, I can't do it.
Well, you know, that's what 60 Seconds and You're Hired is about. It teaches you how do you sell yourself and how do you do that effectively. So you want to know, how do I answer the questions? And, you know, one of the tricks or the big tips is think about, here's what I've done in my job. Here's some of my accomplishments. And that's what you want to offer. You want to say to the employer, well, you know, 6 months ago we had a big fundraiser that I was involved with, and I improved the sponsorship. I went out and got a great MC, and they waived the fee. And as a result of all the things I did in marketing, we were able to improve the attendance by 30%, and we raised 17% more money than they've ever raised before.
She makes it sound so
easy. Oh, it's so easy, sure. Robin, don't you think part of the...
Well, you got to practice.
Don't you think part of the problem is that in real life we're taught that if you go into a situation and only talk about yourself, that's a bad thing, but in a job interview, you kind of have to do the opposite. You only have to talk about yourself.
Well, I think that you have to talk about your accomplishments and what you've done in the past for past employers to focus on how you can do their job and do it well.
Right.
I mean, a lot of them ask very tricky questions. So, you know, it's not an easy process. People don't realize that employers now are doing screening interviews over the phone to get rid of you.
Internet.
If they talk about five people when you're sitting in front of them, that interview's set up so you'll fail. Because four people are going to lose the job. So that's an 80% fail rate. You got to keep that in mind so you're prepared.
All right. Well, you need to read this book. It's called 60 Seconds and You're Hired, More Than 100 Answers to Tough Interview Questions. We're talking to Robin Ryan. She's a best-selling author. She is, according to Boston Globe, America's top job search expert. You've been on a million radio shows, including Oprah, Dr. Phil, and so many of these. You can go to robinryan.com. Are there things you shouldn't do during an interview? Like, I suppose you should not bash your former employee at all, should you?
No. They're going to be thinking, oh, that's how this person will talk about me in the future. So, you know, Mom was right when she said, if you've got to say something negative, don't say anything at all. But probably the worst thing you could do is to say, so what is the salary that this job's going to pay? What will I get, you know, what will I be paid here? How much vacation time do I get?
Wait, that's the worst thing to say?
Absolutely. You have not been offered the job.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to waste your salary negotiation power. But when you talk about salary, what you're saying to them, look, I'm here for the money, and it's all about me. And the employer wants to believe that you're there to do a great job for them and that you're going to be focused on them, and that the money is the reward you get for focusing on them. So it's a different attitude.
Robin, there's a question that I always consider to be a trap question where they go, what's the one thing you're just not very good at? How honest do you want to be when they ask you that question?
Well, I think that the best way is to be able to go ahead and address it. So here's an example. You might be able to say, you know, I'm really good at Microsoft Office. I do macros in Excel. I do a lot in Word. But I had not used PowerPoint. So about 18 months ago, my boss said, you need to do PowerPoint. You need to do a presentation. So I went and did my presentation in the first one, and I knew it was lousy. And my boss said, yep, that was terrible. So I decided, okay, I'm taking a class. So I took a class or two in PowerPoint, and then we have a whiz in our department. And I went and, you know, got their tips and asked for advice how to improve my presentations. In fact, last week I stood up in front of, you know, our department, which was about 300 people, in my PowerPoint presentation, and, you know, what I had to say, too, was excellent. They came up and said, oh, great job. My boss was so pleased. So, you know, that's probably where I was weakest.
You know how in school some people paid money to buy a term paper that someone else wrote?
Sure.
I think I would like Robin to go in and interview for me if I'm ever looking for a job. You're very good at this.
More than once. I've heard that several times, but I tell people, you know what? I do one-on-one coaching, and I can work with you, and I can get you to have the right answers. That's one of the things about the book is it's got over 130 of the answers to the tough questions. But you have to prepare. I mean, you know, nobody can help you if you take the book and don't read it, or if you go to coaching and you don't apply it. You have to apply what you learn.
All right, and it's $15. You can get it everywhere, 16 seconds, and you're hired. A listener has texted us with an awesome question that I would like you to answer. 630 says, going back to work after staying home for 12 years, how do I account for that on my resume and interview when she's been out of the workforce for 12 years?
Well, the big thing would be, what kind of volunteer work have you done? And use that, because employers care about volunteer work and community service just as much as they care about paid employment. So you can put that on your resume. Hopefully she's done some. You know, a lot of people will work at the school or they'll work through their church. And what skills did you use? And if you have no experience at all, then you need to freshen up. You need to look at going to the community college, taking some classes, some computer classes, maybe taking something in an area you're interested in. Let's say you used to do bookkeeping or accounting. Well, you're going to need to take some basic courses to get you back up to speed. So, you know, getting extra education so that you make yourself appeal to the employer. And always think about, too, the temp agencies. You can go there, they'll put you to work, and that's where you're going to get some experience. So those are three good strategies to use.
Another text has come in just on the other side of the coin. If I'm interviewing someone, says 708, I automatically disqualify them if they say like every other word, carry out their consonants, and say ever, or that's crazy. I kind of understand that, but you may be missing out on a really good employee just because they have some verbal crutches that they rely on.
Well, and think about this, too. That could be generational. You don't realize that that's how the people talk in that generation. And, you know, we're bringing in millennials now. They're more than 50% in the workplace. If you can approach that like, well, tell me, give me an example of how you've used that skill, then you can decide whether or not that works. Because when you ask for a specific example, you're going to get a detailed answer. And you don't want to ask general questions like, you know, tell me about your experience doing event planning. You'd be better off saying, tell me about a problem you had in your last event where something went really wrong.
All right, we have...
I'd say, oh, you mean the explosion? Is that good to mention the explosion?
So that woman who texted in saying, you know, that she has stayed home for 12 years and getting back into the workforce. Someone else is saying, what if she was just a stay-at-home mom? A guy is saying that because it's not just a stay-at-home mom. But that's when you can say, you know, you volunteered PTA or you worked at the church. There are a lot of things that you can do while staying at home. Trust me.
And that volunteer work that we disregard is very important. And like I said, you know, there's also the other option of going back to school and getting some new skills so that you've got something fresh to offer the employer.
And the volunteer stuff kind of shows that you're willing to do things because of your passion for doing a particular type of job, not just trying to get money out of it.
Right.
This also would be a question for college grads who have absolutely no experience. Isn't that difficult for them to get a job?
Well, it's difficult for them to get a job, but not for the reason you think. Most of them, when they ask, so what would you like to do? And they'll look at you and say, you know, I don't know. And the I don't know answer is probably the biggest issue. Employers like their the computer skills they have. They're usually pretty good communicators. They certainly know social media unbelievably well. So taking advantage of those things, but being able to communicate what you can do and, you know, really going through at the college, taking a career planning class where you determine, here's the two jobs that I want to go after. Because nobody can help you when you say, you know, I'm just looking for a job. I don't know what I want to do. I can't help you find that. I can help you find a job as a nurse in a doctor's office, or I can help you find a administrative assistant job, but I can't help you find the I don't know thing.
All right. We are talking to Robin Ryan. We understand you have to leave and do more interviews. Is that true?
I believe so.
All right.
We have one more minute.
Yeah, because we have so many people that have questions. So we just say 60 Seconds and You're Hired. It's a revised edition by Robin Ryan. You can go pick up the book. It's an easy read and really some great insight in here on how to help you get a job. You can go to robinryan.com. And where else is this book available, Robin?
It's online at Amazon. It's in all the bookstores, and you'll also find it at bnn.com. It's everywhere.
Awesome. Hopefully you helped some people find some great new jobs in this new year. Thank you so much, Robin.
Thank you.
She had to go. We have more questions.
She had to go. All right, let's take a quick break. We've got more show coming up for you next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.